It was to be the Clash of the Titans, the battle of political superpowers, a GOP war to end all wars. And yet it never really happened. Almost from the start, Governor Rick Perry framed the Republican primary race as the Texan versus the Washington insider. Every time Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison fired off a campaign speech or political ad attacking the governor's record, Perry flipped it around and painted it as an attack on Texas.
When the fact is, everybody understands this is the state you want to live in. We want to come here. This state is growing by 1,000 people a day, and it's not because we're overtaxing them, overregulating them, or overlitigating them.
Perry's number one attack on Hutchison was her vote for the $700 billion financial system bailout in late 2008. He then made sure that Hutchison's name came up every time he mentioned the evils of Washington. Hutchison tried to fight back, explaining why she voted for the bailout.
When President Bush came to our United States Senate and talked to Senator Cornyn and me about the global meltdown of the financial markets in our country, he asked us to help shore up the financial institutions. He hated to do that. We hated to make that vote. But we did vote to assure that our financial institutions would be shorn up.
But that argument, at least according to the polls, appears to have fallen on mostly deaf ears. Then, in the midst of the battle between Rick and Kay, came a dark horse candidate. Last summer, Deborah Medina was just one of several long-shot candidates lining up to run in the Republican primary. Then, she was able to raise her profile just enough to get into the first GOP debate. That appearance tripled her poll numbers to the mid-teens, which led to another debate invitation. And another jump in the polls. Medina's message was simple: get the federal government off the backs of Texans.
When we do that, when we get Washington and the EPA out of ag and energy, when we restore true private property ownership and eliminate property tax, that alone adds $3 billion to net personal income in Texas and 150,000 new jobs.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Medina looked ready to leapfrog Senator Hutchison into second place. But a political gaffe on the Glenn Beck radio show, when it sounded like she questioned whether the U.S. had a role in orchestrating the 9/11 terrorist attacks, cost her some momentum and could end up costing her votes, which, in the end, will make it easier for Governor Perry to take the primary without a runoff. Based on polling, Democratic frontrunner Bill White is also expected to win his primary outright. His large lead throughout the Democratic race has allowed him to basically ignore his primary opponents and get an early start taking shots at the person he expects to face in November, Rick Perry.
I believe in accountability. I believe that kids should be accountable for their grades and teachers should be accountable for their performance. Don't you think it's time that we had a governor who is accountable for the lowest graduation rates in this country?
The Democratic primary would have been all white all the time if not for a very rich hair care mogul named Farouk Shammi. Shammi, a political novice, jumped into the race with about $10 million of his own money to spend, and a promise that if elected, he would bring 100,000 jobs to Texas within 2 years, or he'd give the state $10 million and quit his job.
It all starts with jobs. You know, I mean, everything needs money, money, money. Where are we going to get the money? I don't believe in borrowing money. I believe in creating money. And to create money, you create jobs. You create manufacturing jobs.
Shammi has been unable to manufacture much support, getting no higher than the low teens in any political poll. He's also had campaign problems. He fired his first set of campaign staff. His second set quit. Apparently, even his world-famous Qi hair iron couldn't straighten out his campaign. Covering the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.